two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Cougars at 30 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is your Cougars at 30 update on The Zone Sports Network. Kalani Sitake giving insights into this Washington State team. They're going to be facing specifically this defense up in Pullman this weekend.
Very solid. I know a lot of those coaches on the defensive side, I think they play with great technique and assignment sound football. You don't see a lot of mistakes happen on their side. And so if you beat them, it's because you actually beat them on the field. It's not like some scheme's going to take advantage of them. They're well coached, a lot of experience on that side too. And their kids are tough and they're a really good tackler. So I think it's going to be a good matchup for our offense. We're going to get their best and we need our best to show up this weekend.
Utah's ICUs are full of COVID patients, nearly all of whom haven't been vaccinated. Please get vaccinated to keep ICU beds open and help others keep and get the help that they need. It's easy to get the vaccine. It's easy to find more information about the vaccine. Just visit coronavirus.utah.gov, coronavirus.utah.gov. Oh boy, one of the classics. As we come right here with you, second day of Unrivaled here on the Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports, 97.5, 1280, as usual on your dial. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback to my right, hawking the Billy Idol here for us today because, you know what, he was at Billy Idol this weekend. And it's our house band of the day because Scott said, I'm gonna do some Billy Idol here, brought to you by Live Nation. For all your concert information, visit livenation.com. Scott, is this the best Billy Idol song then, or is Cradle of Love is kind of my favorite? But I don't know. That's
oh, I don't know that you can have a favorite. I just love White Wedding.
Yes.
Which is this one?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I don't know. Rebel Yell's pretty good. I like Rebel Yell.
The Rebel Yell's pretty darn good. Yeah. I mean,
I think what made Billy Idol so great is he just owned who he was, you know, and his facial expressions. He was just really good.
Joining us right now, this is a nice, comfortable move here for us when we have all these guests on. We've spoken with almost all these people that have been on the show already at some point. But Sam Farnsworth from KSL5 Television joins us right now over the phone. By the way, before we get to him, Utah's going to be in a drought next year. Smart Rain knows that 22 budget planning is going on for most businesses right now. So take advantage of their Save Now, Pay Later promotion. Do your part, saving water while saving money. Check the Best State Award winner, Smart Rain, at smartrain.net. Sam Farnsworth, what's going on, brother? Day two for us. Do we sound any better? Does Scott sound any better? I mean, I know we've been on the air for a long time together, but does he sound different now that we're on The Zone?
You guys sound good. You sound more relaxed today, Alex. Yeah. A little more relaxed.
Yeah, I haven't had to take as many potty breaks, which is good, because then Scott would call me out. It's because I'm on the recliner, yeah, here at the warehouse. Tom nailed it. I'm on the recliner. I've actually put up the reclining chair a few times today just so I could relax a little bit more. So,
You know what? We need those dock hands in the sports horseshoe back here at KSL. We need those.
Hey, listen, the prices are good enough right now. We should probably
this would be amazing.
Unrivaled should furnish the whole dang sports department so that we can have some sweet couches in that area. So game number one's in the books. I want to get your reaction to the 107-86 win of the Utah Jazz right off the bat here, Sam.
Well, I mean, it felt like it took a quarter and a half for the preseason to get knocked loose off of them, right? It felt like they were still carrying around preseason on them. You know, it just was a slow start. In that second quarter, you know, they started to hit those three-pointers, Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson, and it started to feel a little more like the Jazz. Of course, Donovan had the slow start, but then he had the big third quarter, and we kind of have come to expect that from him, to have big second halves or a big moment, a big quarter, a big moment somewhere along the way. So for me, it just felt like, you know, it took some time and probably the course of the entire game really to kind of shake the preseason free, get into regular season mode, and yet they still won by 21. Now, I think you're expected to beat a team like that OKC team by about that much when you're as good as the Jazz are. But I still feel like, you know, this isn't the best Jazz basketball. This is a good start, but they're still just kind of getting, you know, kind of getting their rhythm back.
I think it's going to take a while for the Jazz to really figure out all the new parts and the nuances of, you know, I mean, Rudy Gay's not even playing right now, and he's going to figure prominently into what the Jazz are doing. And I think it's just going to be an evolution process that happens throughout the season. I did want to ask you this, though, Sam. So the NBA has revealed 50 of its 75 best players of all time, commemorating the 75th anniversary of the top players in the NBA. What players on the Jazz team currently might make that list down the road? Are there any players that might make that list or might not?
Yeah, for sure. I think the very first one that comes to my mind, as far as, you know, whether it's a top 75 or a top 100 here in 10 years from now or whatever, I think Rudy Gobert is going to be right near the top of that list. You know, a three-time defensive player of the year, and arguably the most dominant, you know, defender of this current period of NBA basketball, an all NBA guy, you know, he's on that kind of a track. Clearly winning championships help propel you in any of those types of conversations when you're talking about the all-time greats. If the Jazz are able to get a championship this year, next year, you know, in the next 2 to 3 seasons, that would definitely propel him. And by then it would propel a guy like Donovan Mitchell as well. Obviously Donovan's kind of on that track as well. He's still, I think, got a lot more to prove in playing in a guard-heavy NBA that it is today, where the best players in the league are at the same position as he is, it's a little more difficult to stand out. So, but if we're talking about the next Jazz player to be considered among, you know, the all-time 100 or 75 or whatever number, I think Rudy would probably be at the top of current Jazz players.
You know, you think about today's era, and as you were talking, Sam, I was just thinking about Rudy Gobert. When it's so heavily focused on perimeter basketball, three-point shooting, you know, clearly it's three-point and drive to the basket shooting, but a lot of it is perimeter basketball. And for Rudy to actually be as dominant a player as he's been and consistently year in and year out, he's been that player in an era where, you know, being at the basket isn't the highest priority, I think even speaks more volumes to the type of player and the type of impact he's actually had.
Yeah, no, it really does. You know, you think about the type of offense that Quinn Snyder likes to run. Obviously, you want easy baskets right at the rim, you know, dunking it or laying it up. But he's not shy about his love affair with the three-point shot and this roster and shooting it. So that, you know, that's the era of basketball that we're in, like you're saying, Scott, you know. So it's not the days where you set up the half-court offense, you back down the post, you know, someone in the post and feed it down low. They still run the pick and roll, and they do that very well, but it's not like the days where a Shaq or an Akeem Olajuwon, you know, you just don't have those big men scoring and being as much of an offensive presence
Boy, he just, I guess he got choked up. I mean, it's one of those things, it's one of those situations where he gets choked up. Sam gets real choked up about the Jazz, so.
Well, he's an emotional individual that, you know, speaks from his heart.
That's fine. Listen, that's how we cut people off on Unrivaled.
We hadn't even, like,
we're done with
we
people,
hadn't even
we're
offended
done.
Sam. I think he left before he knew he was going to get offended. He knew that we were going to say something.
It's like the weirdest.
And he just couldn't take it today. And he just like said, I'm out. I'm out.
Sam's not a millennial, but that's like the new millennial mic drop. Like, don't even make any sense. Just like drop the mic.
Just drop the mic.
No problem. And then they go.
Shoot, I'm not even a millennial.
These old guys are going to have to figure it out. It's fine. Look, it's all about it. So we don't need to get him back. It's fine. No. We're fine. So if you wanted to, If you're looking at this team, Scott, and you wanted to give Jazz fans kind of the idea, because now,
well, who do you think could be that player?
I think Sam's exactly right. I think you would get more of a. I think you'd get more of Rudy Gobert getting that nod before Donovan Mitchell, because there's a million Donovan Mitchells in the history of the NBA. That's not to say his impact
least,
on the team.
At least right now there is.
Sure, there's right now there is. I mean, he could still. The thing is think about all these shooting guards that have averaged 26 to 28 points a game, in the history of the league. But then think about if he racks up a fourth, or more Defensive Player of the Year award. Yeah. I mean, at some point you got to go. I guess he was the best defensive center in the history of the league. We can go back and look at the metrics, and we love looking at metrics now, right? I mean, that's the whole thing is we go off of all these dadgum metrics. And Rudy Gobert's numbers on the metric side don't lie. He's one of the best that plays the game today, which means that he's probably one of the best defenders there's been. Now, again, the game has changed. I was watching last night. The Jazz took 49% of their shots were three-pointers. I mean, that's, you take 45 shots from behind the arc. It's great. It's fun.
We really only want one shot from the three-pointer. I mean, really. We want Rudy Gobert's attempt at a three-pointer. We don't care about percentages. We don't care about it. We just want to see Rudy. I just want to see Rudy Gobert take a 3-point shot.
Just out of all you, that's the last thing. That's the only thing you want.
It's like of all the things you want to see in sports, I just want to see that, and I want to see him make it.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
That's exactly right. Hey, we're going to take another break here. We're going to come back. We're at the warehouse, a place we've been quite often here, and we're excited about being able to be here and about having Tom has stayed with us for another break. It's amazing to get Tom back again. Tom Curl, of course, runs this whole joint. And when I say he runs it, I mean we are being able to see you is an amazing thing. And then you start rolling out the deals on top of it to make this day even better for us. So thanks for having us at the warehouse today, Tom. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I've got to give something to Scott. Billy Idol has a six-pack.
I know.
But what's the number one prize? What do you want to be? Number one, right?
Right, right.
You want to win it all?
Yeah.
My nurse told me, Tom, you got a one pack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a, that's.
I'm not 60 yet, but I'm 59 and I have a one pack.
Yeah, look.
It's a pretty good one.
You want to be number one? So number six is not
a
good.
See, I just have a one round. I don't have a pack. See,
That's it. Yeah, my pack's round.
Yeah. If we're talking about packs, mine's more of a keg. I guess if that's kind of the thing, the shape of what's going on here. So we've got
that's too good.
We're here. So you've got deals here for us. We've been saying boom all day to people as they walk through. If you haven't come down and said hi to Scott Mitchell yet, or even gotten the Scott Mitchell deal, come in and ask what the Scott Mitchell deal
is. What's the Scott Mitchell deal? I'll repeat it. Mention his name. You're going to get 20% off any regular boom price.
Okay, so
and the regular boom price is 30% to 50%. Cheaper than competition.
Okay, so you come in, you're going to get the best deals already, and then you're going to start marking it down even more. Will you please tell us what about the adjustable beds, too? Because I know that those are, it's the future. You hooked my parents up with the adjustable beds. So this is how the future is going to be. So you've got a deal for people with the adjustable
beds. I've got this, it's a $5,500 bed. It's a name brand, not supposed to advertise it. Come down, you'll recognize it. I've got two mattresses to choose from. They're impeccable. If you like memory foam or you like hybrid, you can choose which one you want. It's a $5,500 package. With the problems with product getting into this country because of the supply chain
stuff.
Prices on adjustable beds, my cost is up almost 30%. You will not see this price, maybe ever,
So this is like
maybe ever.
So when you say, wow. And again, Clayton told us we could get this deal all the way through Saturday.
Clayton says Monday. I'm going to say through Monday. I only have 7 of them left.
Okay,
so they could be gone. So if you want one, get down here. But a queen deal at
$15.99. After they were $5,500.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
What's Clayton think?
Well, I told you. He said he's trying to one up you, but that can't be done. So
I'm going to do him better.
Let me hear it.
You mentioned Scott and Alex. I'm going to give you free sheets.
Oh, okay. See, Clayton always thinks he's got some deal when he rolls in on the phone, and then Dad shows up, and the boom happens. So come down to the warehouse. You'll be able to see these amazing deals. Hang out here with us. We've got some snacks for you. We've got Jazz gear as well. High five Scott Mitchell and say welcome to the zone. And tell me you don't like me. It's fine. It's just kind of more part of what my life has been like.
We don't like you. We love you.
Yeah, so we appreciate that. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We're here all the way till 6 o'clock, though. 1825 South, 3rd West, right here in Salt Lake City. It is the warehouse. Boom.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.